Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A. member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What the fork is up, Making Moves listeners? Welcome back to another episode of Making Moves here with your girl, TK. We're in the stew again for part two of my Italian summer adventure. I want to get you guys caught up on my insane life-changing trip, if you will. And, you know, get all the way caught up until my birthday. I just had my birthday. I'm 26. Happy birthday to me. Shout out to all my cancer babies out there. It's crazy. I always felt like 26 was so old. And now that I'm 26, I'm like, I'm still so young. But I will say, I'm so excited to be 26. I'm so glad that 25 is over. Woo! Was that a rough year? I think 25 was one of my least favorite years ever. It was just really hard. Very gray area. And I hate being in the gray area because I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. But all I have to say about that is if you're in the gray area, embrace it. That's all you can do. Embrace it. Find a guilty pleasure show. Mine was Housewives. Housewives really got me through. Bethany Frankel, shout out you, girl. Shout out the Beverly Hills Housewives. Kyle Richards, love you, girl. Anyway, I'm doing part two right now of my Italian adventure summer trip. I was there for a month. If you haven't listened to part one, I definitely recommend listening to that first and then jumping into this episode. Also, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel yet, the Making Moves YouTube channel, please do so because I'm trying to get to 20K subscribers and I really think we can do it by the end of July. That's my goal. Send it to a friend, send it to your cousin, send it to your brother, send it to your sibling, send it to your crush. Just be like, hey, subscribe to this girl. Or just send it to someone that you think would like my podcast because I would be so appreciative of that. I know you Making Moves listeners are boss ass bitches. You're out there riding or dying for me and I appreciate it. I ride or die for you. One day I would love to do like a group hang or like a group tennis lesson or clinic or hot girl walk. I don't know. That's on the horizon. Let me know if you'd be interested in that. Comment down below. But yeah, please subscribe to the Making Moves YouTube channel. Also, give us a 5-star rating. Leave a review, a positive one. I love you guys. So, if you didn't know, I went to Italy for a month. It felt like a three-legged race. I think I'm saying that right. The first leg of the race was in Florence for a wedding. The second half was my Eat, Pray, Love girls trip. And then the last half was my work business trip with the beautiful brand, which is called NARS. We're at the point of the story where my friends and I, on our Eat, Pray, Love trip, I traveled with four of the girls that I had never met in my life. It was amazing, life-changing. You got to do it. Put yourself out there. We need to normalize traveling with other cool, random, single gals. That was the other thing that was awesome, is all the girls were single and we're all in our 20s. Just felt like a dream. Felt like we were living, you know, the Mamma Mia fantasy in Italy. So we get to Polignano Amare, which is in Puglia. It's the heel of the boot in Puglia. And this was probably my favorite town slash city we went to in Puglia, because it essentially was like a Positano dupe. And we had a boat day. One day I was so exhausted, I literally slept for like 3 hours during the day because I just needed to catch up on sleep, because your girl didn't get much sleep during the wedding week due to her romance adventure. Let's just say that. So I was catching up on sleep, and it was just so quaint, cute. It felt really safe. The locals were amazing. There was great food, great stores for shopping. It was very coastal. The beach was just like adorable. One of my favorite days was the boat day. I highly recommend doing a boat rental catamaran type thing. We went on a catamaran with like this other couple, and there were a few other people on the boat, which was super fun. I love swimming in the sea and the ocean, so anything revolved around water. You want to know something so funny, though? So we hire this catamaran. My friend Margaret is the one that planned it. You guys, cut to me literally a week later going on the exact same catamaran with NARS, with the exact same skippers. Like, literally, the guys that drive the boat and, like, are in charge of, like, you know, making sure the anchor is vibing down there or whatever. I don't know boat lingo. I wish I did. If you have a boat, let me know. I'd love to come on it. Anyway, the skippers were literally like, we know you. And I was like, I know you. And they were like, do you want to have ox again? And I was like, yes. It felt like deja vu in the best way. We were homies. We're homies now. So funny. What are the odds? But yeah, I feel like really well traveled in the Puglia region now. And I feel like I can be a little tour guide. It was funny. We had one free day on the NARS trip, and I was like our tour guide. I was like, we need to go here. We need to go to this restaurant. I know where I'm going here. Here's the cute jewelry stores. It was like so fun. I like being the little tour guide or the leader of the group. So yeah, my girls trip, we went to Polignano Amare. And the funniest part about Polignano Amare with the girls was we booked this Airbnb, which was a really cute Airbnb. However, it was one of those Airbnbs where it's very narrow and goes up. So there were like three floors, but the stairs were very like they were like the wire stairs. So like basically none of us took our suitcases up the stairs because they felt like fragile and not that dense, and also really narrow. Like it almost felt like a spiral staircase, but like the ones that are like iron, that type of material. So it would have been a pain in the ass bringing up all of our luggage up these like levels of like stairs, and it was so narrow. So we kept all of our luggage on the first floor. You guys, it literally looked like Alex Earle's room times 12. Like, you know when she shows her room and she was like, crazy night last night, which like my room definitely looks like that sometimes. It felt like that times a million. Like, our suitcases opened everywhere, dresses flying, scarves flying, makeup products, skincare, like Advil, like literally everything that like just girls have when you're traveling was just everywhere. Shit show. And it like that leg of the race was like the mildew era, where just like our shit is all piled together. It just like kind of stinks. We had one shower, we had one bathroom, and we were thinking, oh, we'll be cheap and like save money. Girl, this bathroom was not the bathroom to be sharing. It literally felt like a shitty cruise ship bathroom. So like POV, I'm going to shower, the shower curtain, like it was a curtain, but it was a standing shower. So it wasn't like you're in a bathtub where the shower curtain's like in the bathtub and then it prevents from the water splashing out. Like POV, it's a standing shower and it just has a curtain. So water is like, it's like literally a water park in the bathroom, like water splashing everywhere and like not a fun water park. It was disgusting. I already feel weird. Like I don't like stepping with my bare feet on like a wet floor. It's disgusting to me, even if it's my own water and my own floor. Like the thought of it like kind of makes me want to gag. This was disgusting. Like we would literally go into the bathroom and I would like sit on the toilet and put my feet up like this because I didn't want my feet touching the nasty ass floor. And it was so tiny. And we all had to shower. I think I only showered there like we stayed there 3 nights. I think I only showered there like literally once because it was so gross. Stinky era, I guess, of the trip. Whatever. It's fine. I wore deodorant. Like the summer, stinky girl summer. But yeah, that was like a huge bonding experience. We were all like, this is disgusting. Wish we would have paid a little bit more money for another bathroom. Even if we weren't all sharing that bathroom, like the shower was so poorly made. Like it was like anyone, even if you were a little kid showering, like water would have been like Splash Zone City. It was like Splash Mountain up in there, but not in a good way. But it was funny because like I feel like that this moment in time, like the shower getting ready situation was so shitty. And then also like Liza, her luggage got lost. And this was like at the point of the race where she was like, okay, I'm like, it's been a week. I'm officially over my luggage being lost. Like, I don't know what to wear. All of our clothes are everywhere. We're all sharing. It was just, you know, classic girls sharing chaos. You know, when you're just sharing a hotel room, there's four girls, there's shit everywhere. Imagine five girls in like this tiny ass narrow Airbnb. It was above this mimosa bar, or not mimosa bar, mojito bar, which was great, but it was just like so loud when we were trying to sleep, whatever. It's funny looking back on it as a huge part of our experience, but I have a TikTok that's going to go up of us. I filmed how insanely messy and chaotic it was. There was one night we were all trying to get ready for this like bougie ass stunning cave restaurant that Puglia is known for. It's basically, I think it's called Grotta Plaza, something like that. Just look up cave restaurant in Puglia. It's this restaurant where it's literally like $200 a person. Like you pick up from a fixed menu. You're like, do I want steak? Do I want fish? Do I want pasta? Do I want like clams, whatever? And then they bring you like five courses and each different option is like basically between $200 and $300. It's like effing expensive, but it is so stunning. It's like we all were like down to splurge on that. Also, since we were sharing money on Splash Mountain bathroom. So anyway, we're trying to get ready for this bougie ass restaurant because we're going to take pics. We want to look and feel our best. We want to find a hot Italian zaddy. And we were just all frustration nation, like trying to get ready. You know, we'd had a lot of pizza and pasta, not squeezing into our clothes like we once were. Like hot, sweaty, trying to get ready, no mirror space. Outlets aren't working, whatever. It was fun. It was chaotic, but now looking back, it's funny. But I will say the cave restaurant, fabulous. So stunning. So, like, the ambiance was just unbelievable. We were having the best time. We had so many laughs. In fact, we were laughing so hard and having so much fun. Some girl that was there on a double date with her boyfriend or husband, I don't know, literally turned around and told us to stop laughing so loud. Like, you guys, when I tell you, we were not even laughing that loud. Like, I know when it gets to a point where you're like, someone's being obnoxious or rude or like too drunk or whatever. We literally were not being rude in the slightest, like, or too loud. Like, I know in my soul we weren't being, she was just bitter. We were having fun and we're cute, fun girls. Like, I was like, sorry that your boyfriend's probably being an asshole to you right now. I don't know. It was giving like projection energy. But yeah, she was so bothered by us. I don't know. It was really like mean girl, weird energy. We were nice and I guess we like toned it down a little, but like we were like sorry for literally having a normal conversation and laughing at our friend's jokes. Anyway, she didn't really bother us at all. We just thought it was weird. But yeah, we were having the best time. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 hard challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
The ambiance of that restaurant was amazing. I mean, it was just like life-changing, like so stunning. If you go to Puglia, you have to go to this restaurant. And then afterwards on our way home, we were just like making TikToks, having fun, walking through the streets of Polignano Amare. It was just fabulous Italian vibes. And we, one of my favorite restaurants we went to while we were there was this place called Mint. And basically, the owner of the restaurant is, I guess, known for their pastries, but everything in there, I think, is, I want to say, vegan or maybe vegetarian, but it's all like freshly made. It was one of the best restaurants we went to out of the entire trip. If you go to Polignano Amare, I definitely recommend going to Mint. And I mean, the amount of like dinners and lunches and meals we had where I left the meal being like, holy shit, I feel so empowered right now and feel so good in my own shoes and my own body and feel so just like uplifted because of the girls I was with. Like, I can't even begin to explain like how empowered I feel after this specific trip because of how encouraging and just like inclusive and fun the girls that I was traveling with were. And I feel like we just got so deep so fast and like really opened up and got vulnerable. And everyone was just so like encouraging and empowering. Like, I just feel so empowered after meeting these girls and traveling with them. And this is your sign to meet new friends and travel, because it was just so cool, like being reassured of like your worth and what you bring to the table. And I just feel so like loved by them. And I guess it's what I really needed at that time. I didn't realize how much I did need that. And like, you know, I feel like I'm a confident person, but we all have days where we feel off. And to be honest, like, I feel like this past year, I've felt off the entire year. Like, I felt like I've never lacked confidence more than this year and lacked direction or just like a sense of self. And this trip like reminded me, specifically these girls, it felt like they like put me into like a lemon. I was a lemon. They put me in a lemon squeezer and squeezed out all the goodness again. And they were like, this is what you're worth. This is what you're capable of. This is what I see you doing. This is what you bring to the table. Like, you're a boss ass bitch. Don't settle. Don't date down. Don't dumb yourself down for anyone. Like, we love you as you are. We just met you, etc. It was just like so inspiring. And I feel so inspired. And I still have the group chat with them. And anytime I'm feeling down, I know I could reach out to any of them and they would gas me up at any moment in time. And there's nothing like that, like, female encouraging friendship energy. There's just nothing like it. Guys just will never get it. You know that feeling when you're like getting ready with your girls to go out and you're like all doing all the products and sharing things and getting ready? Like, that feeling was the same feeling I got, but like from these meals we were having of just genuinely getting to know each other, sharing some vulnerable experiences, and just having the best time ever. I feel like I now know their weaknesses and their strengths and when I can be there to help them and show up as a friend. And yeah, I just like, I feel so empowered by them. And I'm so grateful that I went on this trip. And specifically in Polignano Amare, I remember having like some really good meals and conversations. And it felt so effortless. Like, we were having such intense talks about such intense topics, but it felt so natural and like not forced. And yeah, I loved the shit out of it. After Polignano Amare, we rented a car, which was a huge slay. We rented two cars. Obsessed. Highly recommend doing that just because it's easier to get around if you want to bop around to different cities. Then we went to Ostuni, which this is where we stayed kind of like outside of the actual city. I think Ostuni is called like the white city. All the buildings are white. It's really cute. It's like on like a mountain. It's kind of inland. But we got an Airbnb on the outskirts of the city and we went grocery shopping and we were there for 3 nights and we had this amazing pool and we had this one day where we just like all laid by the pool and it felt like the perfect summer day that you just like dream of. I read pretty much a little over half of the book Malibu Rising, which I did lose that book and I just reordered it on Amazon because I'm so obsessed and I need to finish it. That shit is amazing, that book. By Taylor Jenkins Reid. I love it. Malibu Rising. I'm kind of thinking like that author must have some affiliation with LA or old Hollywood because she also wrote Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Anyway, sorry for the tangent there. But yeah, that book was amazing. I got the perfect summer tan line. My goal for the rest of the summer is to keep up this specific tan line from this bikini. The bikini is the bikini of the summer. It's from Victoria's Secret. I literally think the bottoms are $15 and the top is $15. Like, total, the bikini was like, I'm not even kidding you, $30 to $35. It's this hot pink classic bikini. I love the bottoms because they're like cheeky, but not a thong. You can wear it around parents or your boyfriend's parents or whatever, family vacation. It's high rise and it's good quality, but like not like too thick or like, I don't know. Sometimes I hate when it's like feels like a diaper. And then the top is just a classic triangle bikini top. And I think like hot pink is a color that I feel like looks great on everyone because it's just like so feminine, so flirty. It's so summery. And anyway, this was like the kickstart to my perfect summer tan line. So I'm trying to like rewear that bikini. If you follow me on Instagram, you know the bikini I'm talking about because I've worn the shit out of it. But yeah, we had the best time. We went night swimming. We cooked every night. Margaret and I had the best time cooking for everyone. And it kind of re-inspired me to like, for the rest of the month, I'm trying to not order out and just like cook at home and like cook really good, yummy meals and like get back on my health kick. Because I feel like now I'm in a place where not only it's like, oh, I'm going to the gym or like I'm going through the motions of my day, I'm trying to right now push myself. Like, I'm in the red zone of, you know, I guess I'm talking Apple Watch lingo now. But, like, I'm trying to push myself to, like, get out of my comfort zone and, like, better myself. Like, push myself outside of my normal comfort zone and get to the next level of what I'm capable of in the gym, eating healthy, getting outside my comfort zone, posting more than the usual, like delivering and making a better product as far as like my video, like going the extra mile with like my thumbnails, whatever. I'm just trying to go the extra mile and really like be in that push red zone right now because I feel like I finally have the energy to do that, which I know we're not always there. But I think because I know I like am mentally and physically prepared to do that, I'm like taking advantage of that because I'm not always there because just like life gets the best of you. Shit happens, some traumatic shit happens, and like you're not always mentally ready for that. But like right now I am, which I'm very grateful for. So yeah, it re-inspired me to cook and we had a great time. And again, just like great girl talks, summer vibes. I went on a run. Actually, I went on a couple runs in Ostoonee. That was super fun. Then we made our way to El Burabello, which was this such cute, quaint little town again in Puglia, which is again slightly inland. And apparently this is where they have these like, the best way I can describe it is it felt like I was in like Munchkin land or like almost like Shrek, like I don't know, or like where Oompa Loompas live. I'm like, I don't know the exact words to describe it, but there were these little like cottage type houses. You should look it up. It's called a Truly, and Trulies are this type of architecture that there's like literally like, I want to say thousands of them in El Burabello. That's where they like resonated. I don't know the exact reason why they made Trulies. Anyway, we stayed in a Truly. Our Airbnb was a Truly. It's this just like cute little like, feels like a Munchkin house. Like, I don't know. It feels like a fairy tale. Like literally the city. It was so cute and quaint and like nothing like I've ever seen before. I feel like our other Airbnbs were more on like the modern side or just like newly renovated. This felt very like historic and had a lot of character to it. And it was really like a fun and cool experience. And this was very like a walk around city, good food, lots of sightseeing, et cetera. It wasn't on the coast. I will say my favorite part about being in Italy or traveling just in general is I would rather be on the coast any day compared to any city. I love being by the water. So that's something to consider if you are planning traveling soon. But yeah, this was our last leg of the race. It was super sad to end our amazing Eat, Pray, Love girls trip. My favorite part of traveling with these girls, or I guess my favorite places, were Positano and Polignano a Mare, but the rest were, I'm glad I went to because it was a great experience. And to this day, I feel like I'll have these friends for a lifetime, truly. Like the little buildings we were staying in, the little homes. But yeah, this is when our adventure, second leg of the race, came to an end. And you guys, this is where the third leg of the race began. But what's so hilarious is I literally didn't have any travel plans to get to where I was going for the NARS trip till the morning of. Like, I literally kept asking, like, the whole week before, I was like, do I have a flight? Do I have a car? Do I have a whatever? Because, like, essentially when you're invited on a brand trip, even when you're a plus one, they normally send you the info, like, I don't know, a month in advance. Guys, I didn't even know the, like, transportation I was getting on. I didn't know if it was a car, a train, a bus, a bike. I didn't know anything until literally the morning of that I had to leave El Burabello. And in my head, I was like, you know what? I wasn't even that stressed out because I was like, I'm fine. I can travel alone. I feel very confident after this trip and my Africa trip. I'm like, I got this. I am a well-traveled gal by this point in time. But yeah, luckily it all worked out. And I had a car pick me up from El Burabello and drove me to Borgo Ignazia. I hope I'm saying that right, which was the hotel we were staying in for the NARS trip. And y'all, this was the nicest motherfucking hotel I've ever stayed at in my entire life. Like, mind-boggling bananas. Like, I hope I get the opportunity to go there again one day. I don't know if I will. Like, praying to God my future husband like has a good job. Praying to God, because this place was luxury. Like, I was mind boggled, to say the least. And the best part about it is that I arrived there basically almost a whole day before everyone else, because I only had to drive 30 minutes because I was already in Puglia. Come on, convenience. And so I had the whole day to myself at the hotel, which was just what I needed because I was so exhausted from just all the travel and hustle and bustle. Like, traveling is exhausting. Even like the trains, the figuring out where you're going, the Airbnb, the lugging around the luggage, like it really is exhausting. So having that day to just like decompress, lay by the pool, read my book. I even went to the spa. NARS literally gave me a free massage. Y'all best believe I took advantage of that. It was amazing. One of the best massages of my life. The massage I did, which I always try and do this if I get a comped massage, because sometimes this happens on like brand trips or just with brands in general. Sometimes they'll give you a comp massage. I always try and do a massage I normally wouldn't pick, just because I'm like, it's free, may as well try something a little cray cray. So I tried this full body oil massage, which y'all. So I decide on doing this oil massage, which I have no idea what that means, right? I go into this bougie ass hotel. I'm literally in this hot pink Victoria's Secret bikini because I'm so like anal about keeping my tan lines consistent. And I'm walking in like sweaty from laying out. I'm like, I'm wearing this bikini. I have my cover up on and I have my book in my hand and that's all I have. And they're like, you're going to need a shower before this massage. I'm like, okay, thank God, because I'm sweaty, but shower, interesting. I've never really had a shower before, a massage before. So I go and shower and then I put the little robe on and I go up to get my massage, right? And I'm laying down and they give you like one of those paper G-strings to put on, which I almost didn't wear, but like, whatever, I decided to wear it. And I go and lay down with, you know, my stomach on the massage table. And the lady comes in to do my massage and she starts taking the sheet. I'm like under the sheet, butt ass naked, except for the paper G-string. She starts taking the sheet like off me, but more off me than usual, right? Like I feel like sometimes they'll do like just the leg area or just like one leg or just one arm and massage you. But I had forgotten that I ordered the oil massage, right? So she starts like taking off the sheet, the top sheet, and literally tucking it in to my ass crack. Like the literal paper G-string. She starts tucking in the top sheet into that. And I remember being like, what the fork is she doing? Like, am I about to get a happy ending right now? Like that I did not ask for? Like, what the hell? Like, I literally forgot that she was about to rub oil all over me, which makes way more sense in the grand scheme of things why she wanted the sheet, like, basically off me so she could oil me up so it didn't get all over the sheet. But, like, in my head, I, like, that went right over my head, and I was like, oh, my God, is she about to give me a happy ending? Like, I'm so scared right now. But it was fine. Does anyone ever think about that? Like, holy shit, what are they doing? Is a happy ending going to happen? Like, what? What's happening? I did not order this, but yeah, I did order the olive oil massage, which Puglia is known for the olive oil, which is why I kind of went forward with the olive oil massage. It was crazy good. It was like hot oil and she was like rubbing it all into my muscles. It felt amazing, especially after like the 3 weeks of like hardly sleeping and travel and like kind of uncomfortable Airbnbs. And can I just tell you guys, my friends, Eat, Pray, Love, Airbnbs, like, they were nice, they were fine, whatever. But compared to this hotel we were staying at, like, we went from Splash Mountain bathroom, one bathroom for five girls, to me having my own bathroom and own king-size bed, thanks to NARS. Shout out NARS for the massage, pool, king size bed, shower, bathroom, best shower pressure of my life. Anyway, the massage ended up being amazing. I had a whole like self-care day of like reading, editing, enjoying myself at this hotel. I didn't even vlog that day. I just like TikTok vlogged. I even went for a run. It was amazing. And I waited to vlog until like Alicia and Ollie got there because I'm like, I'm the plus one. Like, I kind of want to follow, especially Alicia's lead because I'm her plus one. And once they arrived, I had like ordered us room service and had it all ready for when they arrived. And it was so fun to see my friends. I caught Ollie all up on my like crazy boy extravaganza, which if you haven't listened, go listen to part one. I kind of talk a little bit about it. I don't give the details yet. We'll see. The NARS trip. It's hard to say which like part was my favorite because they were all my favorite. I really can't pick, but I guess the NARS trip was like maybe my favorite just because it was so inspiring for me as a content creator. There were so many other awesome creators there. Like every other creator that was there that I got the opportunity to talk to and connect with was so awesome. It like makes me sad because the only TikToks I see about other influencers are like influencers saying they have a bad experience with said influencer, whatever. And it sucks because I feel like anytime I have an amazing experience about influencers, like you don't see those TikToks. So this is me declaring on Making Moves podcast that the other influencers that I met on this trip were fucking awesome. They were great people. They were inspiring. They were very welcoming. They included me. They never made me feel less than, even though I'm way smaller of a creator than they are. And I really appreciated that some of them, just to shout them out, that I absolutely loved were Yesenia, Aaliyah. Oh my God, I loved her. So nice. Alyssa Ashley. Oh my God, her content, so inspiring. Like, talk about quality content and like creativity. Amazing. Monet, amazing. I mean, so inspiring. Like, such a doll. Kiara, all those girls, obsessed with. Love them to death. Obviously, I hung out with like my friends primarily, but getting the opportunity to meet other creators and feel inspired by them was truly what I needed and felt amazing. Also, the entire NARS team, like shout out Jamie from NARS. So professional. This is like, it was my favorite brand trip I've ever been on. And I've been on, I think, 6 brand trips. 5 of them, me being a plus one. 1 of them, me being invited on my own. By the way, if you're a brand out there and want to invite your girl on a brand trip, I am down. I will pump out the content for you, baby. But NARS takes the cake for the best brand trip I've ever been on, I think, I would say. It just felt so luxe and elevated. And they had the perfect amount of free time with like activities. I thought the group that they invited was extremely diverse. I feel like they made everyone feel welcome and included. It wasn't catty. They did a great job explaining their products to us. They were trying to launch or push, but they weren't too pushy or, you know, ingenuine about it. It didn't feel forced. And it was just the most luxe experience ever. So that's probably another reason, transparently, why I loved it. I was just blown away by, you know, the opportunities they gave us. They even gifted us Fendi scarves, which was mind-boggling, and a Marni beach bag. Like, it was just next effing level. And it was like the trip of a lifetime. I'll never forget it. And it was the icing on the motherfucking cake after my Italian adventure. Because like I said, like, I mean, I'm just a 25-year-old in my 20s. I'm not going to be paying like $1,000 a night for a hotel. Like, your girl doesn't want to be throwing out that type of money, right? I'm trying to like save. I'd rather spend on a cute outfit or like, I don't know. I'd rather spend on something different. Like, I don't care. I'm not going to be in the hotel or Airbnb the entire time. So we were like being frugal with where we were staying for our Airbnbs on the girls' trip. But like, NARS was not frugal. They went so hard with the budget. They said budget. And one thing I'm really grateful for about NARS is that I was a plus one and they did not make me feel like that in the slightest. They made me feel like I was invited there like a full-time creator, which was like, I feel like it's rare. Like, most of the times people just like disregard plus ones or just like, I don't know, kind of shove them to the side. And I've definitely felt that like from, I guess, brands in the past. And here's the thing. I never expect them to treat me like you know, the talent they invited, because at the end of the day, I am a plus one. The fact that they went above and beyond to include me and make me feel like I was like top talent there was like so heartwarming, and I'll never forget it. And it makes me just want to include, I mean, you guys already know, I'm literally ride or die NARS girly. I wear their foundation, which I think is like one of the most important and hardest makeup products to master. And I think they've done that. I wear their foundation. I wear their lip stuff. I wear their concealer. I'm just a huge fan. Now I'm wearing their blush all the time and bronzer, whatever. But it just makes me want to include them in all of their content more, because they were just so genuinely inclusive with me as a plus one and every plus one. I feel like I can speak on behalf of the other plus ones. So inclusive. So just awesome. I had the best time. And I feel so effing inspired as a content creator right now, mainly because it was so inspiring, specifically watching people like Monet and Alyssa Ashley, who have such high quality like videos, watching them capture it during the day and doing all the things and getting it edited and up like in the same day or within 24 hours was so inspiring, because I was like, I can fucking do that. Like, I am a cinematic girly. I know how to edit. I can be good on camera. Like, there's no reason why I can't deliver that quality of content in that short amount of time. Like, if you want to be the best at this job, you got to work the hardest and go the extra mile. And of course, I know all of these things, but watching it right in front of me and like having access to these big creators that I look up to in so many different ways and like feeling inspired by their creativity and them giving me like tips and tricks, or, you know, just showing me their routine or like how they go about things. I feel like I learn really well from watching others actually do it, not them just saying, do this. Like, I like watching exactly how they do it and like leading by example, essentially. And that was so inspiring. I also felt like, this is going to sound really silly, but the NARS trip reminded me how, I guess, like, talkative I am and extroverted I am. And it made me want to like lean into that more, because I realized like, damn, so many of these creators are so introverted, which it makes sense. Like, they talk to a camera all day. Like, this is the perfect job for them. Like, they're introverted. They're great on camera. You know, they don't talk to a gazillion different like clients or people like I feel like most people do on who have a 9-to-5. They're not talking to people all day at all hours of the day. They're talking to their camera, right? So me being the extrovert, it reminded me like, okay, I should take it upon myself to introduce myself to everyone, because most people here are introverts and or are shy and, you know, don't really feel comfortable doing that. So I feel like my younger self would have been like, why are they so rude? What, you know, they're not being nice or warm and fuzzy or friendly. Most content creators are really nice and down to chat and get to know you, but they're just shy and very introverted. So me realizing how extroverted I am, I'm like, you know what? I'm taking it upon myself to go out of my way to bite the bullet and introduce myself first, because that's like a way bigger deal to an introvert than an extrovert. Like, that is so scary to them. And I think now that I fully understand that and realize that, I've like taken on the role even more to like really put myself out there, really make it known that I'm like happy to meet A, B, and C and introduce myself, because most people want to, you know, experience community and talk to other creators as well. They're just like shy to like make the first move. Even with dating, like, I'm like, I want someone who can match my energy and meet me at my level, and I don't know. I don't want to like have to carry every single conversation in my life. But in this setting, in the work setting, I was like, you know what? I'm fine being the extroverted girly. I'm fine bringing us all together. I'm fine being the one dancing on the dance floor. I just realized, damn, I really am an extrovert and I love getting to know people. And one of my favorite things about this job is having access to other creators and like how they go about things. And we're all little like boss ass bitch entrepreneurs, and like, every little TikToker that you follow, and maybe like they're just making their silly little beauty videos, but they all like have strategy behind it. And it is a hard job. It is like a very you know, they run their own businesses. They run their own LLCs or S-Corps, and they deal with their taxes and accountants and employees and whatever. It is being an entrepreneur and, you know, being your own boss. And so I always, every brand trip, I always feel really inspired afterwards. But this one, I feel like I felt the most inspired, especially since this past year I've been like lacking motivation, direction, confidence, whatever. And now I'm like, I have a clear direction. I know I was meant for this job and this career, and I'm ready to execute the hell out of it. I'm ready to like upload the house down boots. Right now, I have so much Italy content, and normally I feel like it would take me forever to get it up and I would be filming already. I'm like, I am not filming until I get all of that shit up, because I want to be caught up in real time. Like, I want to be like the big dogs, and I need to start acting like it. So I'm trying to figure out my new normal, my new routine. I'm in that push state right now where I'm like trying to just go the extra mile. I'm staying up later, I'm waking up earlier, and I'm taking care of myself. I'm like trying to get good sleep, whatever. But the trip was just so inspiring, and it was also just so fun being there with my friends, like having Alicia there. I mean, I'm so grateful she brought me as my plus one. I always am so grateful. It's so kind of her to include me. And it so felt so fun, like being like just her friend there this time. I also had so much fun bonding with Alexis Oakley, because I see her all the time, obviously, when she's like glamming the girls or glamming me or whatever. And I had like quality friend time with her and with Ollie and Remy. And even I feel like I got to know Cal on a different level. So yeah, it was just such a fun, inspiring experience. And I'm also really inspired to work my ass off so I can afford to go on another vacation like that, because it was so insane. I pray to God I get to go to on a vacation like that again, or go back to that hotel, because that is the goal in life, is to work hard so I can play hard. And yeah, I'm so happy with where I'm at right now. Basically, I landed, we came back to the US. We were going to extend. Can you imagine if I would have extended another week? I would have been in Italy 5 weeks. But I'm glad to be back. I immediately ordered Chipotle like 3 days in a row, just because I don't know why I was on a Chipotle fix. I feel like I haven't had like vegetables or fruit in a long time. Just pizza, pasta, meats and cheeses. But I'm so happy to be back here, have my iced coffee, have my iced matcha. And I spent the first week kind of just like getting back into the routine, going on my little workouts, whatever, trying to go to bed early, wake up early, et cetera. And then I had my birthday weekend this week, which I turned 26, and Alicia surprised me with the Beverly Hills Hotel staycation, which was just so fabulous. I mean, it was exactly what I wanted. People were like, what do you want to do for your birthday? What are we doing? Are we doing anything like party, bus club, another club? I'm like over the party phase. I have no desire to drink. The only time I have a desire to drink currently is like if it's a good ass margarita and it's like one, maybe two. Like, I do not need to be blackout. I have no desire. I have no desire to be hungover. I like waking up early. It's just not what makes me happy anymore. I like being on my A game. I don't like being sloppy. And I want a boyfriend that I meet when like I'm sober and I'm my best self. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like I used to go out to like meet guys, and now I'm like, am I gonna meet my husband at a club? Like, probably not. So yeah, I just feel a little more mature. I'm 26. It was the perfect birthday ever. We basically stayed at the Beverly Hills Hotel for 2 nights. It was an amazing staycation. We went on a hot girl walk every morning. We got our matcha. We went to Erewhon. It's just like, it's so LA, but it was so perfect. The weather was amazing. We laid out by the pool. I got to swim, play mermaids, dive in the pool. I was having the best time. I mean, the Beverly Hills Hotel is the exact aesthetic of like what I want my house and just overall life and brand to be. Pink and green, vintage but classy, rich but playful. Like, it's just, oh my God, I love it so much. So I love old Hollywood. It was an amazing experience. The first time I've ever stayed there and gone to the pool. I've only been to like the pool restaurant, and it was great bonding experience with Alicia and I. I'm so grateful she took me there. That was so fun. Amazing. Best birthday ever. And my brother surprised me on the last day he came to the pool. And then we went to the Polo Lounge for dinner. It was just, I felt so loved. They went around and said 26 things they love about me. I was like, me being a Words of Af girl, I was like, keep it going. I love this. I just felt so loved the whole day. I had no expectations. I feel like the last couple of years, like last year, I did the Golf Pros and Tennis Hoes birthday. And I loved like the planning and the theme and the all of that. But I feel like for the amount of money and like time and effort I put into it, like I just didn't have that much fun. I was like anxious the whole day. I was hoping A, B, and C would text me. I just felt like I was like putting on a show for everyone else and like not having fun on my own. And this year I just like wanted to truly enjoy myself, which I feel like I truly did. And it was the perfect relaxation staycation after I got back from Europe. And now I'm ready. I have my, you know, big girl pants on and I'm ready to grind. I feel like Anna Grace told me in my Akashic Records reading, she said work shit is going to hit different in August. And I feel it coming. So I'm just prepping for that. And I'm ready to grind. I'm in the red zone. I'm in the push zone. I am doing what makes me happy. Currently, right now, the things I'm trying to do are be outside, get a natural tan, be in the water. I want to rent bikes with my friends, go up and down, you know, the coast, surrounding myself with people I love who energize me and make me feel fulfilled and fueled. I don't want to leave anything feeling less than. I don't have time for people like that or men like that. I feel like I have a great head on my shoulders currently with dating, especially after my experience in Florence with just this guy that was just like honestly so weird. Like I will never date down again just because like my friend set me up. Like, ew, I know what I like and I know what I want. And if someone's not meeting my expectations, I have zero time or energy to waste on them. I know my worth. I know I'm a catch. You're a catch. You should know your worth. This is your sign. Or this is me telling you right now. You are a boss ass bitch and you are hot and you are a catch. And he is lucky to even have your phone number. So yeah, that's where I'm currently at. I am so excited for 26. I officially am on my own health insurance, which like it sucks, but I'm also excited. I feel like a boss ass bitch. I really do. I'm in my cooking era. I love hosting. I've been enjoying spending time with my brother. I feel like now I finally have energy to like help others. Like the other day I was like helping my brother with work stuff and like give my time and energy to others, like be a better friend and like show up for people and whatever. It's the little things in life. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I love you guys so much. Thank you for sticking with me. Comment down below your goals for the summer. Are you trying to get tan? Are you trying to get a boyfriend? Are you trying to go on vacation? Are you trying to build a sandcastle? I would love to know. Comment down below. Subscribe to this YouTube channel. Give me 5 stars. Rate and review. I love y'all so much. Be sure. Go out of your way. Make someone's day this week. Bye. Love you.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.